Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening. I'm having trouble, technical difficulties, and it is an unbelievable night tonight. I'm not even sure I'm on. But anyway, good evening. Welcome to the program. You can tell I'm on a computer that I'm not normally on. I have five laptops going here, and none of them were working. And I finally grabbed one of them, and it finally came on, and it looks like it's something from the 1980s, and it had dinosaur dust on it. I don't know, but welcome to the program tonight. This is called Live. This is called Live Radio. And just welcome to Houston, which I believe is the most beautiful city in the world. Welcome to my home. And my brow is sweating because I've been in the last 15 minutes. I logged on an hour early, like I always do, to make sure that I'm ready to go and rolling. And then when I got on finally and talked to the BBS radio guys, Thomas, and I said, hey, is our guest there? Thomas said, no, he hadn't heard anything. So our guest is a no-show tonight. So you're stuck with me talking to myself and to you. I would apologize up front, but we had a great guest. I'm going to put those notes there. Hopefully we'll get her rescheduled for the next couple of weeks. I'll just try to elongate my little opening. But if you want to give me a call, I would love to talk to somebody tonight at 888-627-6008. I have a feeling it's something to do with Zoom, because automatically when we're ready to go live, it said Zoom abruptly stopped and needed to be restarted. So I don't know what that means, but it went blank. And then I had to go to all these different laptops, and I have my iPad here. I try to get on with my iPhone and 1, 2, 3, 4 other laptops and still couldn't get it going. You know, as I look out across the Texas Medical Center, I'm looking over there at NRG. The Houston Rodeo is going on over there right now. I think 50 Cent was here Friday night, which I wouldn't walk across the street to see 50 Cent. But anyway, it had a huge crowd. Blake Shelton, I believe, opened up the rodeo the other night. Hank Williams Jr. is there tomorrow night. And they just go night after night after night with some of the best musicians, country, Western, and regular in the world. And they are all over there having a big time. And I can see all the lights flashing over there at the NRG right now. Anyway, if you want to get involved, there's a couple ways to do it. I believe we are live. Facebook, I'm going to hit that right now to make sure we are up and going. Yeah, it looks like I am. And yeah, I got a headshot tonight with this computer. You can get on the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page and text your question on there or comment. Or you can actually call at 888-627-6008. And it looks like I have a chat right here. And I don't know what Thomas is trying to say to me here. Okay. Now, he just let me know that we were on and we were live. If you want to call, just have a comment. Anything about any of the previous shows or just something in life or what I'm going to be talking about, apparently, for the next at least 30 minutes that I was only going to plan on talking about four. And it's interesting. the topic that I was going to talk about is how do you handle when things go wrong in your life? Ding, 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 ding. What's going on right now in my whole entire body? You automatically get the physical reactions that my body is going through right now. You get an adrenaline rush. Your palms start to sweat. Your brow starts to sweat. Your heart starts to race. And your mind starts to go in 100 different areas, 100 different ways, at 100 miles an hour. And you go, okay, I got to breathe. So I'm just going to take a couple breaths right now and just kind of breathe this in. Relax a little bit. Have some cold water. And maybe this is for you tonight. Maybe this is something that you need to go through because your world is shattered around you. How do you go on when you don't know where to go? How do you move forward when it feels like you have the weight of the world on you and you're dragging it down the road with you? And let me tell you, as you're dragging that weight with you, I'm going to talk tonight about how to recognize and things that you may need to let go of or you can move forward. And I think that's important. I'm going to speak slow tonight. Normally, I'm going 500 miles an hour with turbo speed speech, but I'm going to just slow down tonight. Because oftentimes when stress hits us, anxiety hits us, we overreact and we make impulsive decisions when we need to make rational. And you don't want to ever trust your emotions because your emotions will lie to you. Just for instance, about 8 minutes ago, I just wanted to slam all the computers shut and go, hey, forget it. I'm just going to text Thomas at the radio station and say, not tonight. I'll run a repeat and I'm going to go take a shower. But that was an impulse. That was frustration being built up in me. And I just needed to chill out a little bit and keep trying, keep attempting, keep doing the right thing. And eventually, it'll fall into place. And maybe we just need to lean into each other tonight and look into each other's eyes and recognize that maybe you are wanting to make some decisions on emotions tonight. I want to encourage you to take some deep breaths. Think about it. Pause on it. Meditate on it, pray about it, seek counsel, and don't react to your emotions. Your emotions will lead you down the wrong road. Often they will, not all the times. I've always, when I talk to parents about their kids, and that's what I was going to talk about tonight, teenage girls, this author was going to be really good, but we'll get her on again. Was going to talk about how's the teenagers handle when they have difficult days. And when I talk to parents, I always ask them and remind them, it's one of the last slides in almost every one of my PowerPoint presentations that I speak on, that if you have a gut feeling, you need to react on that. You need to respond to that. You can't ignore that because I've had so many parents in front of me in counseling sessions that have said, I knew something was going to happen that night. I had a gut feeling I wasn't supposed to let them out of the house. I knew they weren't supposed to spend the night over there. I knew they weren't supposed to go to that concert that night. I had that feeling. I had that gut, and I ignored it because I just wanted to allow my child to have fun. And I didn't want to be an overprotective, nagging parent. I had that gut feeling. Trust your gut, But don't trust your emotions. I believe that we are, that's what is placed in us is a God-given alarm system, especially in women, that has a sensor. It's almost like a sixth sense inside of them that goes off, ding, 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 when they know something's not right. Men have it, but it's not as powerful as the women's. And I trust that you have that going on in you. And when you have that alarm, respond to it. Don't ignore it. Think it through. Listen to it. And then make a conscientious decision on that alarm that's not based on emotions. Because if it's based on emotions, you will let your kid do what they want because you want to be their best friend. God didn't give your children to you to become their best friend. God gave your children to you to become their protector, their provider, and their discipline, their boundary maker. They want and need and crave boundaries. Kids do. They'll tell you they don't. But deep inside, they do because it gives them safeguards. It gives them those rails up and down the interstates of life that keeps them within the minimum of degree of difficulty of error, but it keeps them and prevents them from going off into the ditch of life or over the cliff, and it keeps them somewhat safe. They need your boundaries. They need your discipline. And in that, trust the alarm, but not the emotions. So as we're talking about this tonight, what do we have to let go before we can move forward when bad things happen to us? How do we handle all of that? And since I have the next 40 minutes, I don't know if I'm going to go that long. I'm just going to talk to you about all of these that I jotted down. Normally, I only get to two or three before I bring the guest in. But here is the first one. The past can steal your present if you let it. So you can spend minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years overanalyzing a situation from the past, trying to put all of those pieces together, justifying what you could have or should have happened. Or sometimes you can just leave the pieces on the floor and walk out the door into the sunlight. To move forward sometimes you need to leave the past behind you. Sometimes you need to say, hey, wait, I can't deal with this anymore. It's time to move on. And sometimes we can't move forward if it's just not cooperating, if it's not wanting to justify, if it's not wanting to rectify. But sometimes we let the past control our present and destroy our future. Now, there's a couple things here I want to lean in here to you. That if it's situations that you are committed to, you need to give it the last ditch effort. But if it's the past of where you think you have failed, that you have come up short, or something has happened to you that you had no control on, that's the past that I'm talking about. Let it go. Don't let it control you anymore. Let it be gone. That's tough for me. When you've been in an abusive situation like I have over the years, sometimes it still haunts me today, but I try not to let it control me. So the past can steal your presence if you let it. Don't allow it anymore. You deserve peace. You deserve, and you have a future. Not everyone, not everything is meant to stay in your life. Okay? Some circumstances, some people come into your life just to strengthen you or to strengthen me or to teach us something so that we have the ability and the wisdom to move on without them. And that's okay. Friendships, relationships, co-workers, business partners sometimes just enter in, teach us something, and we learn from it, and then we move on without them because if there's some of that weight that we're dragging along. And some of us are dragging along dead weight. Some relationships and friendships that should have been gotten rid of years ago, and we're dragging it around like a dead body. And we wonder why we're tired and miserable all the time. Are you kidding me? Life's too short. Now, if it's a lifelong commitment that you've made, give it the last ditch effort. Give it one more chance, one more opportunity, one more prayer, one more week of trying. But if they won't change, cut them loose and it'll be all right. So to move on recognize that everyone and not everything is meant to stay for life. Sometimes we need to move forward without them. Also, the third thing is happiness is not the absence of problems. We say this all the time. Oh, if that problem would just go away, I'll be so happy. No. You got it wrong. I get this wrong all the time. Happiness is not the absence of problems. Happiness is the ability to be able to deal with them. So just imagine all the wondrous things your mind might embrace if you weren't so tightly wrapped around your struggles. Because it's not what the world takes from you that counts. It's what you do with what you have left. Let me repeat that. It's not what the world takes away from you that counts. It's what you do with what you have left that makes all the difference. Now, there's another one. Sometimes you just need to do your best and then surrender the rest. Tell yourself that I'm going to do the best I can with what I have. And in that moment, and that's all that it can be expected of me at the time. That includes loving yourself. That includes being proud of everything you do, even your mistakes, because even mistakes means that you're trying. Now that's four. I have several more, but we're going to take our first commercial break, our only commercial break, so I can get my head cleared out a little bit and we can think about some other things. But for the next minute and 22 seconds, listen to this commercial, 888-627-6008. If you want to call and be part of this, maybe you have something that you have learned of something that you need to let go of tonight. That you say, hey, wait, that was life-changing for me. I would love to hear from you. 888-627-6008. And we'll be right back after this short commercial. Hang with us.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Alrighty, welcome back to the program tonight. I'm alone, and I just got a text from our guest and said that she said that she is in the room waiting to come on, and nobody's there, and she don't know what's going on. So she must have something must have happened. We'll just blame it on Zoom tonight because Zoom was so difficult for me to get on. So we will reschedule our guest for another time, and I apologize to her, Amy, if you're watching Amy Pollock, the author of two great books for teenage girls. We will reschedule you. Yeah, TJ's saying, you know, he's looking in the room and nobody's in there, but it's the same link and same numbers that I send out every week. But anyway, let's just keep on talking. 888-627-6008. I feel like Rush Limbaugh in those old Jefferson City days when he used to do his pilot program from Jefferson City, Missouri, and he would just go hours and just talk alone in a room. I'm alone and I'm just talking, so just hang with me. We're talking about how do you handle when things go bad, and then how do you move on when you have so much baggage that you need to let go of. And we're talking about what you possibly need to try to let go. And I want to kind of encourage you. We've already had four things, but I got a couple more. Another one, number five, is you are only in control of one person in this world, and that's yourself. Congratulations. You don't get to control your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your boss, your coworkers, the people that you supervise, the people at your church. You don't get to control anybody else in this world but yourself. So stop letting people who do so little for you to try to control you, because you need to have the control of your mind, emotions, and feelings. They're trying to control everything about you. Stop letting them. You control them yourself. Letting go in your relationships doesn't mean that you don't care about them anymore. It's simply realizing that the only person that you really can control and have control of is yourself. So start putting on your big boy and big girl pants and taking care of your responsibilities that you were given, and stop letting other people do it for you. It's time that you woke up and smelled the coffee and do some of that work yourself. You are in charge of yourself. And that's the only one that you make decisions for, that you can honestly have been given the responsibility for, that you control, is you. Number six. What's right for you may be wrong for other people, and vice versa. Just because what everybody else is doing may not be right for you. And this comes in a big wave in morals. There's other people out there doing things that I don't want to get involved with. They're going places that there's no way I'm going to walk into that place. And they're doing things and acting in ways that there's no way I want to be involved with. Just because they think it's right for them doesn't necessarily make it right for me. But also, those things that I feel strongly about, and I do, I can't force that on other people. So you need to be able to have the ability to be able to think for yourself and allow others the privilege of doing so too. You need to live your life your way, and the way that's right for you. You can't force it on other people. Some of the things that we want to could be good ideas, could be things that will make things better for them. But sometimes we try to cram those things down their throats, and it's just not going to work. So what's right for you may be wrong for other people, and vice versa. Number seven. Some people will refuse to accept you for who you are. You might as well recognize that not everybody in the room is going to accept you for who you are. And I will look over the 99 people that love me and get bent out of shape for that one that doesn't accept me. And that will absolutely eat my lunch sometimes. But I need to let go of that and recognize that not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to accept me. Not everybody is going to believe the way I believe. Not everybody is going to vote the way I vote. Not everybody is going to pray the way I pray. Not everybody's going to live their life. If everybody did exactly everything that I did, then why are both of us needed? We're not. We all have our own individuality. And we need to understand that some people will just not like you or accept you. So when you're comfortable in your skin, not everybody's going to like you. And that's okay. It's always worth doing what's right and being true to yourself. So if someone can't accept you, listen to this. If someone can't accept you at your worst, then they don't deserve you at your best. If someone doesn't accept you at your worst, then they don't deserve you at your best. I want friendships, relationships, that on my very worst day, at my very worst point of my week, and at my very worst attitude, I look around and that friend is still there, or that relationship is still there. If they're only there for the good days, it's not right. Let go of that. Don't let that monopolize your time. So if they're not there on your worst, they don't deserve to be there on your best. Number eight, relationships only exist in a steady way, on a foundation of truth. A relationship without truth is like a car without gas. You can stay in it all you want, but it won't go anywhere. A relationship without trust, without truth, is like a car without gas. You can stay in it all you want, but it's not going to get you anywhere. When you build relationships, it has to be based on truth, authenticity, genuineness, honesty, rather than mask, false perfection, being phony. And when you recognize that, your relationships will heal, connect, and thrive. If you have to act a certain way and put on a mask just to be a friend with somebody to like you, it's time you probably let them go, because you're dragging them along and you're becoming somebody that you are never meant to be. Is real friendship, real relationship really based on us pretending to be something we aren't just so you'll like me? I've played that game. I've been down that road, and I will not go down that road again. It literally takes hours and years off your life expectancy because I am so tired of playing the game of wearing a mask. Folks, this is me. This is who I am. And when I walk into the office tomorrow and I recognize this is me and I live that, love me or leave me, I'm not going to lose sleep because that's what genuine relationships is all about. And the ones that are there with you through thick and thin, that's the ones you care about. The ones that are only there for the party, only there for what they can get out of you. And when they get all they can out of you, they get mad or they try to manipulate or they try to gaslight you. Or they try to coerce you in to give them more. It's time you take a step back and go, wait, enough's enough. This is me. I'm moving on. Okay. The world changes. This is the next one. When you change, our thoughts, our perceptions create our world. If you truly want to change your life, then you must first change your mind, the way you're thinking. If you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always got. You got to change. And sometimes we say, oh, the world's changing. I don't want to die. Wait, it's the way we change in it. It's our perception of it. Trust, change our thoughts and perceptions and see how far it takes you down the road. I only have a few more. Since nobody's called in, I'm going to keep talking here. So, if you want to call in 888-627-6008. Number 10, you can make decisions or you can make excuses. Don't let what you can't do stop you from what you can do. Don't let what you can't do stop you from what you can do. Do what you can with what you have right now and stop overthinking everything and start doing. Let go of all that overthinking. Let go of all that negativity. Let go of all that I'll never get out of this. Let go of all that stuff that everybody tells you. Even in the Bible, Job, have one of the worst times in a person's life in the history of this world when he lost everything. He lost everything. He lost his house, his cattle, his, he lost everything. His wife, his, well, he didn't lose his wife, but his kids, he lost it all. And his friends all stood around him while he was sitting there in ashes and renting his gown, and they were saying, Job, just curse God and die. That's what they were recommending that he does. Now, that's not what you need to do. You just need to change your perception. Do what you can with what you got. Do the best that you can with what you got. But just keep on doing it. Stop overthinking it. I only got two more. Number 11. It usually takes only a few negative remarks to kill a dream. Don't you kill dreams, other people's dreams, with your negative words. Tell you what, words carry so much weight in the good realm. Also in the bad room, it carries so much power. I still repeat and loop those words that my dad said when I was a kid. I still hear them. You can amount to nothing, kid. You're worthless. Nobody's going to like you. Nobody's going to want you. You're stuck with me. You're never going to amount to a hill of beans. You can't do that. And I used to believe it. I used to allow it to weigh me down. But somehow, there was an ability deep within me and with my Creator, my Lord Jesus Christ, that I was able to cut those weights off me and use them to fuel me to do things that I never thought I was able to do, and to create a bucket list that I have marked off many of those things on that bucket list that I never thought that I would ever accomplish in my life. I still have a few things on it. So even though the doctors down the street here are saying, hey, you don't have that much time left, wait. I got somebody else that I prefer to hear wisdom from. And it doesn't say MD behind their name. It's Master, Creator, Lord, and Savior. He will determine that date of my final breath. Nobody else will. And I promise you, I will outlive what they thought I'm going to. I promise, by years. There's no doubt in my mind. Now watch, I'll go down across the street and get hit by a bus, but at least for what I have the control of, I promise I'm not going to fall for that. Don't you fall for it either. There's greater things in store for you, and it only takes, so it's negative, a few. It doesn't take a whole encyclopedia of all this negativity. It only takes a few negative people, a few negative thoughts, a few negative remarks or statements from somebody to just totally ruin your day, destroy your week, or let the air out of the balloon of a dream that you've had for a long time. Don't let people interrupt you and tell you when you can't do something. I want to encourage you that you can do anything. And I promise you, your dreams aren't as big of the dreams that God has for you, because his dreams are bigger. Lean into him, lean on him, and allow him to fuel your dreams. And create them, because it's going to be bigger and better if you trust that nothing is impossible with him. You and him are the majority, and the rest of the world can go to the wayside. That's all you need. If you have a dream that you're passionate about, you have to protect it. And you have to also help other people do the same. You have to take the time to shelter it, to nurture it, to guard it, and place it in your heart and say, wait, that is a dream that has been given to me, and nobody is going to rob me of that dream. Nobody. Especially people that don't even care about you, and they just come in. And sorry for the bad vocabulary here, but they just come in and they pee in your lemonade, and we let them. Not anymore. Don't allow that to happen. Put a lid on that and say, wait, no, not here. You take it someplace else. And you trust in what the power you have within you, through you, and for you, to be able to conquer and do exactly what your dream is and more. I promise you, his dream is bigger for you than yours ever was. And one last thing. Sometimes walking away, letting go is the only way you're ever going to win. Never waste your time on trying to explain yourself to people that have already shown you that they don't care in the first place. Stop wasting your time. In other words, don't define your intelligence by the number of arguments you have won, but by the number of times you have said, "This needless nonsense is not worth my time." Stop wasting your time on arguments that you may never win because they're not in your corner cheering you on anyway. Especially people at work, especially people that don't applaud you when you have an achievement, when you have something and a dream that has been made or an accomplishment that you finally got there, and they're over there in the corner and going, "Oh, it won't last long." Why are we wasting our time with people like that? We need to spend our time with those cheerleaders that are going, "Yeah, I knew you could do it. And you still got more in you. You can have that." And when there's people in your life that are just not there cheering you on or helping you on those bad days and picking you up, walk away. Let them go and move forward. Because if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you always you got to do it. I tell you what, this has been a unique hour. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope you got something out of one or two of these things. I know maybe this was just for me. Maybe there's not even anybody listening because they know we showed up late and they're watching some game on TV or something, and or they're all over here at the Houston Rodeo. I don't know. But if you did tonight, I'd love to hear from you. 832-396-6525. You can just text me right on my phone and say, "Hey, I listened tonight. What was you thinking?" Or, "Hey, I got something out of it." Or, "Greg, this helped me. You know, I'm just not there yet. I don't know if I'll ever be there yet, but I want to keep taking two steps forward and one step back because in that progression, I'm still advancing. You know, God can't steer or direct a parked car. So in your own life, you just got to keep moving. So if you've gone through something that you just don't know how you're going to get through, and look at me in the eye here. If you're dealing with pain like you've never experienced before in your life, you're not alone. You don't have to do it alone. You may just be wasting your time with people that make you feel like you are alone. Find that son or daughter or best friend or coworker or spouse or church member that makes you feel good that you have somebody like that in your life. And spend more time with them. Loose of all the negativity and the weight. We have too much weight in this world already, anyway. No matter what you're going through, I always close the program with this each week. No matter what you're going to face tomorrow morning, or maybe even before the sun comes up in the morning, please believe that there's always hope. As long as you have breath, there's hope. and place that hope in something, in someone that you know has the power to get you through it. And the only one that I know that has that is Jesus Christ. Trust in that. And if you haven't ever tried it, give him a chance. You won't be disappointed. But there's always hope. Join us right here next week for another edition of I Don't Know What's Going to Happen Next Week, but we have a guest schedule. But join us next week right here live from Houston, Texas, for another edition of Breaking the Silence. Thanks for being with me tonight. Thanks for hanging with me tonight. God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome week. Let stuff go. Keep moving. Good night. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.